I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Turkish tanks rolled across the border into Syria today, along with more than 1,000 Turkish-backed Syrian rebels. U.S. warplanes provided support from the air. This was Turkey's first major U.S.-backed incursion into Syria, and it took place on the same day that Vice President Joe Biden was in Turkey, meeting with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. By day's end, the Turkish military operation had succeeded in clearing military from the Syrian town of Jarablus, one of ISIS's last strongholds along the Syrian-Turkish border. The operation has another stated target, Syrian Kurdish fighters, but the U.S. has been relying on them to dismantle ISIS from Syria. The BBC's Rich Hall has been covering the story. He's in Beirut. So the Turkish military apparently arrived in Jarablus, this town in Syria that had been the goal. What does this mean in the overall fight against ISIS?
So what this means is that part of the reason, as you said, that Turkey launched this operation was to block the progress of Syrian Kurds. Now, one of the reasons behind this is that Syria's Kurds have been making steady progress against ISIS in Syria, and they've been capturing towns along Turkey's border for some months now. Now, Turkey has a problem with Kurds in its own country. It's fighting quite a brutal urban conflict with a Kurdish rebel group in Turkey, and that Kurdish rebel group happens to be linked to the Kurds in Syria. So it views the Kurds in Syria as the same organization as the Kurds it's fighting at home, and it views them with suspicion. That's why it's moved to block them and their progress in Syria.
Right. And the Syrian Kurds, as I said, they were fighting for the U.S. against ISIS. I mean, that's got to be problematic for the U.S., isn't it?
That's right. They're one of the key allies in the fight against ISIS. They're a recipient of U.S. assistance. So you have U.S. military advisors working on the ground alongside the Syrian Kurds, the YPG, which is what they're called. It's a very difficult position for the U.S. to be in because they're also working to fight ISIS with Turkey, a NATO ally.
Right. I mean, we've been hearing, Rich, that the White House has actually been encouraging this action today by Turkey, Operation Euphrates Shield, as it's called. Vice President Biden was in Ankara today in meetings with Turkish President Erdogan. Do we know whether they agreed to anything on targeting Syrian Kurds?
There seems to be some sort of tacit agreement which pleases and displeases both sides. So U.S. has agreed to support Turkey's operation into Syria. And at the same time, the U.S. has asked or demanded that the Syrian Kurds withdraw east of the Euphrates River, which is one of the demands Turkey has been making for quite a while now. So the U.S. is simultaneously trying to allay Turkish fears of Kurdish gains in Syria and also not betray its Kurdish allies who have done such a good job fighting the Islamic State.
If you look at what's going on in Turkey between these meetings with Vice President Biden and President Erdogan, I mean, Biden seems to be bending over backwards to please Turkey. What is at stake with the U.S.-Turkish relationship right now?
For the U.S., Turkey is such an important ally in fighting the Islamic State. So relations between the U.S. and Turkey have not been great over the past few months. Turkey has been angry at the U.S. reaction to the attempted coup that took place last month. It said that the U.S. didn't react quickly enough. It didn't give enough sympathy. So as well as trying to fix this delicate situation in Syria, Biden has also been making overtures to President Erdogan and Turkish government. He actually apologized to the president today for not coming to Turkey sooner. So at the same time as trying to solve this seemingly intractable problem between its two allies, it's also been trying to repair relations that were damaged in the aftermath of this coup, attempted coup.
Right. And today, Biden also was praising President Erdogan for his strength after that attempted coup last month. So now that the Turkish military incursion Operation Euphrates Shield has taken this northern Syrian town of Jarablus, what next? Will the Turkish army head back to Turkey or will they march on deeper into Syria?
It's difficult to say. From my point of view, I think one of the main reasons they went into Syria was to block the advance of the Syrian Kurds in taking the whole stretch of the Syria-Turkey border. So I think by being in Jarablus, they can achieve that aim. The dangers arise in that the Syrian Kurds and Turkey are now facing off against each other. They have this sort of soft front line between each other now in Syria, and that has the potential to flare up. And if it does, then who knows what Turkey might do. They might decide they want to capture more of its own border with Syria to take it away from the Kurds.
All right, Rich, we're going to leave it there. The World's Rich Hall speaking with us from Beirut. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me.